Before we begin, please make sure you are in a safe and comfortable place where you can rest without interruption for the next hour. This recording is designed for relaxation and is not suitable for listening while driving, operating machinery, or when you need to remain alert. If you are currently experiencing any serious mental health concerns, please consult with a qualified professional. Now, find yourself settling into whatever comfortable position feels right for your body tonight. Whether you are lying down or sitting comfortably, allow yourself to notice that you have given yourself this gift of time. This gift of space to explore what it might feel like to receive good things without the familiar weight of guilt or the urge to immediately give it all away. You might notice that even now, some part of your mind is already beginning to wonder what it would be like to let yourself have this experience. To let yourself receive this power of deep rest and renewal without needing to earn it or justify it. And that wondering itself is already the beginning of something shifting. Let your eyes close when that feels natural. There is no rush. No perfect way to do this. Your body knows how to rest. How to receive, how to let go. These are capacities you were born with. Before anyone taught you that receiving might be dangerous or selfish, begin to notice your breathing now. Not changing it. Just noticing. The way air moves in and moves out. Your lungs know exactly how much to take. Exactly how much to release. There is a wisdom in your body that has never forgotten how to receive exactly what it needs. With your next breath in, you might notice that you can let your shoulders soften just a little, as if they are remembering that they do not need to carry everything, that they do not need to hold the weight of the world. And as you breathe out, let there be a gentle release. A softening, as if your body is remembering that it is safe to let your guard down here. Notice how your breath naturally deepens when you give it permission. You are not forcing anything. Simply allowing. This is what receiving feels like. Not grabbing or demanding, but allowing, creating space, opening. Let your attention drift down to your feet now. However they are positioned, whether bare or covered, notice that they have carried you to this moment. They have walked you through countless days, and tonight they can rest. Let any tension in your feet begin to dissolve, melting away like warm wax. Your feet know how to receive this rest. That softening can spread up into your calves now. Let the muscles there begin to lengthen and release, as if they are remembering what it feels like to stop pushing, stop striving, stop trying to prove their worth through constant action. Your legs can simply be here, supported, allowed to rest without needing to go anywhere or do anything. As this wave of relaxation moves up through your thighs, you might notice that your whole lower body is beginning to feel heavier, more settled, as if it is sinking into whatever supports you with trust. This is what it feels like when you stop trying to hold yourself up through sheer will. When you remember that you can be supported, let this settling continue up into your hips, your lower back, these places that often carry so much responsibility. So much of the weight of taking care of everyone else. Tonight they can rest. Tonight they can let go of the job of holding everything together, because you are safe here. And you do not need to manage or control anything right now. Feel this releasing move up through your abdomen, the place where you might often feel that flutter of anxiety when good things start to happen. That place that sometimes clenches when you are about to receive something wonderful, as if bracing against the inevitable moment when you will have to give it back. Let that place soften now. Let it remember what it feels like to expand, to make room for good things without fear. Your chest can soften too. That place around your heart that might have learned to armor itself against disappointment, against the pain of having something beautiful and then losing it. Let your heart remember tonight that it is safe to be open, safe to receive love, appreciation, abundance, success, without immediately calculating what you owe in return. Notice how your breath naturally deepens as your chest opens, as if your body is remembering how to take up space, how to be here fully, without apologizing, without making yourself smaller to make others more comfortable. You can breathe fully, take up space, receive oxygen, receive this moment, receive your own life without guilt. Let this softening move into your shoulders now. These places that carry so much of the burden of responsibility, the weight of feeling like you must earn every good thing that comes your way. Your shoulders can release that weight now. They can remember that you do not have to carry the responsibility for everyone else's comfort, everyone else's needs, everyone else's approval. Feel the release moving down your arm into your hands. These hands that might spend so much time giving, doing, serving, taking care of others. Tonight your hands can simply rest. They can receive the support of whatever they rest upon, without needing to grasp or hold or give anything. They can simply be held. Let this wave of relaxation flow up into your neck now. That place that often holds so much tension from looking around, checking, making sure everyone else is okay before you allow yourself to relax. Your neck can soften now. You do not need to be vigilant right now. You do not need to scan for danger or need or ways you should be helping. You can let your head be supported. Let your mind begin to rest. Feel this relaxation moving into your face, around your eyes. Let the muscles around your eyes soften, as if they are releasing the effort of watching for the catch, the hidden price, the reason why you should not allow yourself to have this good thing. Your eyes can rest behind closed lids, trusting, peaceful. Let your jaw release any tension it might be holding. That place that sometimes clenches when you want to say no, but hear yourself saying yes. When you want to receive, but hear yourself deflecting or minimizing. Your jaw can soften. Your whole face can soften, as if it is remembering what you looked like before you learned to guard against joy. Now, your whole body is settling into this deep state of relaxation. Every muscle, every cell, remembering what it feels like to receive support, to be held, to rest without agenda. You are learning right now, in your body, what receiving feels like when it is safe, when there are no strings attached, when you do not have to perform gratitude or prove your worth. I am going to count backwards from 10 to 1 now. And with each number, you might notice yourself drifting deeper into this state of peaceful receiving. 10. Feeling your body sinking deeper into rest, knowing that you deserve this time, this space, this care for yourself. Nine. Letting go of any thought that you should be doing something productive right now. Any guilt about taking this time for yourself. 8. Your mind beginning to slow, like settling into a warm bath. where you do not have to think or plan or manage anything. Seven. Drifting deeper. Feeling held by something larger than your own will. Your own effort. Six. Releasing the need to figure anything out. To solve any problem. To be responsible for any outcome other than simply being here. Five. Halfway now. Moving from the world where you have to earn everything into a space where you are already enough, already worthy, already deserving. Four. Your breathing naturally slower, deeper, as if your body is remembering how to receive exactly what it needs. Three. Almost there. Settling into this deep place where your subconscious mind is open and receptive, ready to receive new possibilities. Two. Deeper still. In that space between waking and sleeping, where real change happens naturally, easily. And one. Deeply relaxed now. Your conscious mind can rest while your deeper wisdom, your subconscious mind, listen and receive what will truly serve you. In this deep, peaceful place, I want to speak to that part of you that learned long ago that receiving might be dangerous. That part of you that learned to be suspicious of good things, because perhaps when you were young, good things came with conditions, with expectations, with a price that sometimes felt too high. Maybe you learned that receiving love meant you owed something in return. Maybe you learned that accepting help meant you were weak, or that having more than others made you selfish. Maybe you learned that when life got too good, something bad was sure to follow. So it was safer to keep yourself small, to not want too much, to not take too much. That part of you was trying to keep you safe. It developed these patterns to protect you from disappointment, from guilt, from the pain of loss. And in many ways, it did its job well. It helped you survive, helped you be acceptable to others, helped you avoid conflict. But you might notice now, in this deep, wise place, that this protective part of you has been working so hard for so long, it might be tired. It might be ready to learn that the world you live in now is different from the world where those patterns were necessary. You can speak to this protective part with kindness. You might say, "Thank you for trying so hard to keep me safe. Thank you for helping me be acceptable, for helping me avoid pain. You have done such a good job. And now I am ready to learn a different way of being safe in the world. Because you are discovering, perhaps for the first time, that it is possible to be safe and visible. It is possible to be safe and successful. It is possible to be safe and abundant. It is possible to receive good things without losing yourself, without becoming selfish, without owing anyone anything. In this deep place, you can begin to imagine what it might feel like to have money in the bank and feel calm about it. Not anxious that something will take it away. Not guilty that you have it when others do not. But calm, grateful, at peace. You might imagine what it feels like to receive a compliment and simply say thank you, without deflecting, without minimizing, without immediately returning it. Just receiving it, letting it land, letting yourself be appreciated for who you are and what you bring to the world. You might imagine what it feels like to accept an opportunity without immediately thinking about all the ways you might mess it up, without scanning for the catch, the hidden cost, the reason why you do not really deserve it. Just saying yes with your whole being, trusting that you can handle whatever comes. And you might imagine what it feels like to have abundance flowing into your life without the immediate urge to give it all away, without the fear that having means someone else must go without. Understanding in your bone, that abundance shared is abundance multiplied, that you receiving fully actually creates more for everyone. Picture yourself 6 months from now, living from this new place of peaceful receiving. You wake up in the morning, and there is a calmness in your body. You check your bank account, and there is no flutter of anxiety, no shame, no guilt. Just a quiet satisfaction. A gratitude for the abundance that flows to you and through you. Someone offers you something beautiful. A gift. An opportunity. A compliment. And your first instinct is not to push it away or diminish it. Your first instinct is to open, to receive, to say yes with your whole being. You have learned that receiving gracefully is actually a gift you give to others, because it allows them the joy of giving. You notice that money comes to you more easily now, not because you are pushing or forcing or desperately trying to make it happen, but because you have become someone who can receive it, someone who can hold it, appreciate it, use it wisely. without the old stories of unworthiness or guilt that used to push it away. You see opportunity everywhere now. Because your nervous system is not constantly scanning for danger, it can notice openings, possibility, invitation. You say yes to things that align with your values, your gifts, your purpose, and you say no to things that do not serve you, without guilt, without the need to over-explain or apologize. People notice something different about you. There is a calmness, a presence, a confidence that was not there before. You are not trying to prove your worth through constant giving, constant doing, constant self-sacrifice. You know your worth, and that knowing radiates from you like a warm light. When good things happen, you do not wait for the other shoe to drop. You do not immediately start calculating what you owe or how you will mess it up. You simply receive, appreciate, enjoy. You have learned to trust that you can handle whatever comes, that you are resilient, capable, worthy of all the good that flows to you. This future self of yours, the one who has learned to receive without guilt, is already within you. She exists right now in this deep place where your truest self resides. And she is teaching your present self, cell by cell, breath by breath, what it feels like to live from this place of open, peaceful receiving. Feel her presence now, this wise, calm, abundant version of yourself. Notice how she holds her body, how she breathes, how she moves through through the world. There is no apologizing for taking up space. No shrinking to make others comfortable. No guilt about having good things. She knows that her abundance serves everyone. That her joy is a gift to the world. She is teaching you right now that wealth is not just about money. It is about the capacity to receive all of life fully. To receive love, appreciation, opportunity, success, abundance in all its forms. And she knows, in a way that needs no justification, that you deserve all of it. Your subconscious mind is receiving this new programming now. Like rich soil receiving seed. It is taking in these new possibilities, these new ways of being. And just as seeds grow naturally when given the right conditions, these new patterns will grow naturally in your life. You do not have to force them or figure out how to make them happen. You simply have to continue to practice receiving, being open, saying yes to what serves you. From now on, whenever you notice that old, familiar tug of guilt when something good comes your way, you can simply take a deep breath. You can remember this feeling right now. This deep peace. This knowing that you are worthy. And you can say to yourself, quietly, I am safe to receive. I am safe to receive. This becomes your anchor, your reminder, your way back to this place of peaceful abundance. When you say these words, your body will remember this moment. This deep knowing. This cellular understanding that receiving is not selfish, but sacred. I am safe to receive compliments. opportunities. Money, love, success, abundance in all its forms. I am safe to receive without guilt, without immediate reciprocation, without making myself small. I am safe to be visible, prosperous, abundant, and at peace. Your nervous system is learning right now in this deep state that abundance does not equal danger, that having more does not make you a target, does not make you selfish, does not mean you will lose everything. Your nervous system is learning that you can be safe and successful, safe and visible, safe and abundant. And as you practice this new way of being, you will notice that opportunities show up more easily. Not because you are forcing them, but because you have become someone who can receive them. Money flows more easily because you are no longer unconsciously pushing it away. Relationships deepen because you can receive love without immediately deflecting. You become a magnet for good things, not through manipulation or desperation, but through the simple, profound act of becoming someone who can receive. Someone who knows her worth, who trusts her value, who can say yes to abundance without apology. This knowing is installing itself in every cell of your being now. Your body is learning what it feels like to be abundant, prosperous, at peace. Your mind is releasing the old stories that kept you small, kept you guilty, kept you playing smaller than your true capacity. And your spirit is remembering what it knew before the world taught you to doubt your worth, that you are inherently valuable, inherently deserving, inherently worthy of all the love and abundance and success that life wants to give you. You are not taking anything away from anyone else by having abundance. You are not being selfish by receiving fully. You are actually modeling for others what it looks like to live from worthiness. What it looks like to receive the gifts that life offers without shame. Rest in this knowing now. Let it settle deep into your bones, into your cells, into the very core of who you are. You are safe to receive. You are worthy of abundance. You deserve all the good things that are flowing toward you right now. Continue to breathe deeply, letting each breath carry this new programming deeper into your subconscious. You are becoming with each moment someone who receives gracefully, abundantly, without guilt or fear. In a few moments, I will begin to guide you back to full waking consciousness. And when you return, you will carry this deep knowing with you. This cellular understanding that you are safe to receive, safe to be abundant, safe to live fully in your world. Or, if you prefer, you can simply allow yourself to drift off into natural, peaceful sleep, letting these suggestions continue to work in your subconscious as you rest, waking tomorrow feeling renewed, abundant, worthy. If you choose to return to waking consciousness, I will count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you will become more alert, more aware, carrying all the benefits of this deep work with you. One, beginning to return now, feeling energy slowly flowing back into your body, knowing that you are forever changed by this experience. 2. Becoming more aware of your surroundings. Feeling peaceful, calm, abundant, worthy. 3. Halfway back now, taking a deeper breath, feeling grateful for this time, this space, this gift you have given yourself. 4. Almost fully alert, wiggling your fingers and toes, stretching gently, feeling wonderful in every way. And 5. Eyes open, fully awake, alert, feeling fantastic, abundant, worthy, and deeply at peace. Or simply continue to rest, allowing yourself to drift into natural sleep, knowing that tomorrow you will wake feeling renewed, abundant, and deeply worthy of all the good things life has to offer. And as you continue to rest in this perfect state of receptivity, I want you to allow yourself to go even deeper now, deeper into this space where transformation happens naturally, where old patterns dissolve and new pathways form with such beautiful ease. Notice how your breath has found its own perfect rhythm, how your body has settled into complete comfort, and how your mind has opened to receive everything that serves your highest good. You are safe here, completely safe to release what no longer serves you, and to embrace the abundance that is already flowing toward you. Deep inside your unconscious mind, there is a part of you that remembers when receiving felt natural, when you could accept gifts, compliments, opportunities, without that familiar tightness in your chest. This part of you is awakening now, growing stronger with each breath, reclaiming its rightful place in your consciousness. You see, somewhere along the way, you learned to equate receiving with taking. You learned to believe that accepting abundance meant depriving someone else. But this simply isn't true. Abundance flows like water. The more you allow it to flow through you, the more there is for everyone. When you receive with grace, you actually increase the flow. You become a conduit for even greater abundance to reach others. Feel this truth settling into your bones now. Into every cell of your being. You are worthy of receiving. Not because of what you do. Not because of how much you give. But simply because you exist. Your worthiness is inherent, unshakable, permanent. And as you absorb this truth, notice how it feels different from the old program. The old voice that said you had to earn everything, that said accepting help was weakness, that said you should always give more than you receive. This voice is growing quieter now, fading into the background like static on an old radio, being replaced by a clearer, truer signal. The new signal says, "I receive with grace and gratitude. I am worthy of abundance in all its forms. I allow life to support me." Feel these words resonating in your chest, vibrating through your entire being, becoming part of your cellular memory. Now, I want you to imagine yourself in a beautiful garden. A garden where you are completely alone and safe. This garden represents your inner world, your relationship with receiving. Look around and notice what you see. Perhaps there are flowers that represent compliments you've deflected. Trees that symbolize opportunities you've pushed away. Streams that represent abundance trying to flow to you. In this garden, there's a special fountain. A fountain of pure receiving energy. As you approach it, you can feel its gentle vibration, its invitation to step closer. This fountain never runs dry. It never demands anything from you. It simply offers its gifts freely. Step closer now and allow yourself to receive its healing energy. As the energy flows over you, you feel years of guilt beginning to dissolve. Layers of conditioning about having to earn everything. Beliefs about being greedy or selfish when you accept gifts. All of this is washing away now, leaving you clean and clear, open to receive. And as you stand in this healing energy, you begin to understand something profound. The universe is not keeping score. There is no cosmic ledger where your worth is calculated by how much you give versus how much you receive. The universe operates on abundance, on flow, on the principle that everyone can have enough. When you block receiving, you actually block the natural flow of abundance. You create stagnation, like a river that's been dammed. When you open to receiving, you restore the natural flow. You allow abundance to move through you to others. You become part of the solution, part of the abundance rather than the scarcity. Feel this understanding settling deep into your unconscious mind, becoming part of your automatic responses. From now on, when someone offers you a gift, a compliment, an opportunity, your first response will be gratitude. Your first impulse will be to receive with grace. The old programming that made you deflect or minimize will simply no longer activate. Now imagine yourself 1 year from today. You have fully integrated this new way of being. You are walking through your life with a quiet, confidence, an inner knowing that you belong in spaces of abundance. See yourself receiving a wonderful opportunity. Notice how naturally you say yes, how easily you step into it, without that old familiar urge to shrink or hide. Watch yourself in this future scene. Notice your posture, the way you hold your head, the expression on your face. You are gracious, confident, comfortable with your own worthiness. You receive the opportunity with genuine gratitude, without guilt, without the need to over-explain why you deserve it. And now, see yourself in another scene. Someone is offering to help you with something. In the old reality, you would have automatically said no, insisted you could handle it yourself. But watch this new version of you. See how easily you accept the help, how genuinely you thank them, how comfortable you are being supported. Notice that accepting help doesn't make you weak. It makes you wise. It creates connection. It allows others the joy of giving. You understand now that receiving is actually a gift you give to others. When you graciously accept what someone offers, you validate their desire to contribute. You complete the circle of giving and receiving. Let this future self speak to your present self now. Hear their voice, confident and clear. You are worthy of receiving. You always have been. Stop making yourself small to make others comfortable. Stop apologizing for taking up space. The world needs what you have to offer, and you need what the world has to offer you. Your future self continues. Trust the process. Trust that abundance is natural. trust that you can receive without taking from others. Every time you accept a gift with grace, every time you say yes to an opportunity without guilt, you heal not just yourself, but the collective wound around scarcity. Feel these words from your future self integrating into your present awareness, becoming part of your identity. You are someone who receives with grace. You are someone who understands their worth. You are someone who allows abundance to flow through their life. And now, I want you to create a special signal for yourself. A post-hypnotic cue that will instantly reconnect you to the state of gracious receiving. Perhaps it's placing your hand over your heart. Perhaps it's taking 3 deep breaths. Perhaps it's simply saying the word worthy to yourself. Choose what feels right for you. And feel this signal creating a direct pathway to this empowered state. Every time you use this signal in your daily life, you will instantly remember who you really are. You will feel your inherent worthiness. You will access this deep knowing that receiving is natural and good. This signal will override any old program, any habitual guilt or resistance, bringing you back to your truth. Now, let's install this even deeper. I want you to imagine roots growing from the base of your spine. Roots that go deep into the earth, connecting you to the unlimited abundance of the planet itself. Feel these roots drawing up earth energy, rich, nourishing, abundant energy. This energy fills your entire body. Every cell vibrating with the knowledge that there is always enough. And from the crown of your head, imagine branches reaching toward the sky, connecting you to infinite cosmic abundance. Feel this connection opening. Starlight and universal energy flowing down through these branches. meeting the Earth's energy in your heart. Creating a perfect circulation of giving and receiving. You are now connected to the infinite flow, grounded in Earth abundance and open to cosmic generosity. This is your natural state. This is who you have always been beneath the conditioning. Remember this connection. Feel it with you always. In this state of perfect connection, repeat after me in your mind. I receive with grace and gratitude. Feel these words becoming part of your breathing, part of your heartbeat. I am worthy of abundance in all its forms. Let this truth settle into your bones, into your DNA. I trust the flow of giving and receiving. Feel this trust expanding in your chest. I release the need to earn my worthiness. Notice how liberating this feels. I allow life to support me. Feel yourself relaxing into this support, like settling into a warm embrace. These affirmations are now part of your unconscious programming. They will guide your actions and reactions. Automatically and naturally. Without effort from your conscious mind. They are rewiring your neural pathways. Creating new default responses to abundance. Now, imagine yourself back in that garden. Back at the fountain of receiving. But this time, notice how different you feel. How naturally you belong here. How comfortable you are in this space of abundance. The garden has transformed too. It's lusher now, more vibrant. Reflecting your own transformation. You reach into the fountain and cup the water in your hand. This water represents liquid abundance. As you bring it to your lips and drink, You are literally drinking in your worthiness. Literally absorbing the truth of your value. Feel this liquid light flowing through your entire system, reprogramming every cell, every neuron, every fiber of your being. And as you drink this liquid abundance, you make a commitment to yourself. A commitment to honor your worthiness, to receive with grace, to allow abundance to flow through your life. This commitment is sacred, unbreakable. It comes from the deepest part of your soul. Now, still in this beautiful garden, I want you to plant a seed. This seed represents your new relationship with receiving. As you place it in the rich earth, you know it will grow and flourish. You water it with your commitment. You tend it with your daily choices. And it becomes a mighty tree of abundance in your life. See this tree growing now. Time-lapse style in your imagination. Its roots going deeper. Its branches reaching wider. Its fruit becoming more abundant with each season. This tree represents your ever-expanding capacity to receive. Your growing comfort with your own worthiness. Under this tree, you will always find shelter. Whenever doubt tries to creep in, whenever the old voices whisper their familiar lies, you can return here in your mind. Sit under this tree of your own worth. And remember the truth of who you are. As our journey together begins to wind toward completion, I want you to seal these understandings into your being. Take a moment to thank your unconscious mind for being so receptive to these new patterns, for being willing to release what no longer serves, and embrace what empowers you. Thank your body for holding this new energy. For integrating these changes at a cellular level. Thank your heart for opening to receive love and abundance. Thank your mind for its willingness to think new thoughts. To believe new possibilities. And now, knowing that this transformation is complete and permanent, begin to prepare for your return to ordinary waking consciousness. But you return as a changed person, as someone who knows their worth, as someone who receives with grace and gives without depletion. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you'll become more alert, more aware, bringing all of these positive changes with you, integrating them completely into your waking life, emerging refreshed, renewed, and ready to receive all the good that life has to offer. One, beginning to return now. Feeling the energy in your body starting to increase. Bringing with you your new understanding of worthiness. Your new comfort with receiving. Becoming more aware of your physical body, feeling refreshed and renewed, your unconscious mind continuing to integrate these positive changes, your new patterns becoming stronger with each passing moment. Three. Halfway. Back now. Feeling wonderful in every way. Your confidence growing. Your sense of worthy, solid, and unshakable. Ready to receive all the abundance that awaits you. Four. Almost fully alert now. Taking a deeper breath, feeling energy flowing through your entire body, your eyes beginning to flutter, knowing that you are forever changed for the better. And five. Eyes open now. Fully alert. Fully aware. feeling wonderful in every way. Refreshed, renewed, and ready to receive all the good that life has to offer. Welcome back. And as you continue to rest in this beautiful state of deep relaxation, let yourself sink even deeper now, feeling every muscle, every fiber of your being completely at ease. You may have noticed your breathing naturally slowing, becoming more rhythmic, more peaceful with each moment that passes. This is your time, your sacred space where transformation happens naturally, effortlessly. And in this space, we're going to explore even deeper layers of your relationship with receiving. Those beautiful gifts that life is always offering you. Notice how comfortable you feel right now in this state of openness. How natural it feels to simply be here, receiving this experience without any need to earn it or justify it. This is how receiving can feel in every area of your life. Natural, comfortable, deserved. As you rest here so peacefully, I want you to imagine a beautiful garden. This garden represents your life, and in this garden, there are countless flowers ready to bloom. But some of these flowers have been held back by old patterns, old beliefs that told them they weren't worthy of the sunlight. Today, we're going to let those flowers bloom. We're going to dissolve any remaining guilt around receiving abundance, any tendency to shrink back just when life is getting bigger and more beautiful. Take a moment to scan your body from head to toe. Notice any areas where you might still be holding tension, any places where the old guilt might be stored. And as you breathe in, imagine warm golden light flowing into those areas, dissolving any resistance, any old programming that says you don't deserve good things. The truth is, you were born to receive. Just as a flower naturally receives sunlight and rain, you are designed to receive love, abundance, opportunities, and joy. This isn't something you need to earn or prove yourself worthy of. It's your birthright, as natural as breathing. In the deepest part of your mind, where lasting change occurs, you're now installing a new truth. Every time you receive something good, you feel gratitude instead of guilt. Peace instead of pressure to give back immediately. You understand that receiving gracefully is actually a gift to the giver. It completes the beautiful circle of energy exchange that makes life flow. Imagine yourself in a specific situation where you felt guilty about receiving in the past. Maybe someone compliments you or offers you a gift or an opportunity presents itself. In the old pattern, you might have deflected, minimized yourself, or immediately thought about how to pay it back. But now, watch yourself in this same situation with your new mindset. See yourself receiving with grace, with a genuine smile, with a simple thank you that comes from the heart. Notice how this feels in your body, the openness in your chest, the relaxation in your shoulders. The sense of being fully present and worthy. This is who you really are. This is your true nature, free from the conditioning that taught you to shrink or feel guilty. You're remembering something you've always known deep inside. Now, let's address that pattern of shrinking right before life gets bigger. You know this pattern, things start going well, opportunities arise, abundance flows toward you, and suddenly there's this unconscious impulse to pull back, to create problems, or push away the good things coming your way. This pattern formed as protection long ago. Part of you learned that getting bigger meant being seen, and being seen felt dangerous. But that part of you was doing its best to keep you safe in circumstances that no longer exist. Speaking directly to that protective part of you now. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. I appreciate everything you've done to protect me. And now I'm letting you know that it's safe to be big. It's safe to shine. It's safe to receive all the good things life has to offer. You can step into your full power while remaining safe and loved. In fact, the bigger you become, the more you can contribute to the world. Your expansion serves everyone around you. Imagine a version of yourself 6 months from now. A version who have fully embraced receiving without guilt. Who naturally expands when life gets bigger instead of shrinking back. See this future self clearly. How do they stand? How do they move through the world? Notice the confidence in their posture. The openness in their expression. The way they receive compliments, opportunities, and abundance with such natural grace. This future self knows something that transforms everything. They know that their worthiness isn't something they need to prove. It simply is. Now imagine stepping into this future self. Feeling their confidence becoming your confidence. Their ease with receiving becoming your ease. Their ability to stay big when life gets bigger, becoming your natural response. From this place of embodying your future self, let's install some powerful post-hypnotic cues. These will help you access this state of open, receiving anytime you need it. Whenever you take 3 deep breaths and say the word worthy to yourself, you immediately return to this feeling of deserving all good things. Your nervous system relaxes, your heart opens, and you remember that receiving is your natural state. Whenever you notice old patterns of guilt starting to arise around receiving, you simply place your hand on your heart and remind yourself, I receive with grace, and this serve everyone. Feel how this truth resonates through your entire being. And whenever life starts expanding, whenever opportunities multiply and abundance flows toward you, instead of contracting, you naturally expand to meet it. You grow as big as your blessing, knowing that this is how you serve the world best. Let's deepen these new patterns even further. Imagine yourself at a celebration in your honor. People are genuinely happy for your success, your growth, your abundance. Feel how natural it is to receive their congratulations without deflecting or minimizing yourself. You simply say thank you with your whole heart. You let yourself feel proud of how far you've come. You allow yourself to be celebrated without immediately thinking about how to make it about someone else. This feels good. This feels right. This is how life is meant to be lived, with gracious receiving, authentic appreciation, and the knowledge that your success uplifts everyone around you. As these new patterns integrate even deeper into your unconscious mind, you're developing an unshakable knowing. You know that the universe is abundant beyond measure, and that you're receiving from this abundance doesn't take anything away from anyone else. In fact, the more you receive and thrive, the more you have to give. But you give from overflow now, not from depletion. You give because you want to, not because you feel you have to in order to justify what you've received. This transforms everything. Your relationships become healthier because you're not overgiving to avoid guilt. Your career flourishes because you can receive opportunities without self-sabotage. Your financial life improves because you can receive money without immediately pushing it away. And, perhaps most importantly, your relationship with yourself transform. You become your own best friend instead of your harshest critic. You treat yourself with the same kindness you'd show a beloved child. Feel this kindness toward yourself right now. Notice how it feels to look upon yourself with love, appreciation, and the certain knowledge that you deserve all good things. This isn't arrogance, it's truth. This is how you were always meant to see yourself. As we prepare to complete this beautiful journey together, take a moment to anchor these new feelings, these new patterns, these new truths deep within your unconscious mind. They're becoming as natural and automatic as breathing. Every day, in every way, you're becoming more comfortable with receiving, more gracious in your acceptance of good things, more willing to expand when life gets bigger. You carry within you now an unshakable foundation of worthiness. It's not dependent on what you do or don't do. It simply is as permanent and reliable as the ground beneath your feet. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you'll gradually return to full waking consciousness, carrying with you all the beautiful changes we've created today. These changes will continue to deepen and strengthen with each passing day, becoming more and more a natural part of who you are. 1. Beginning to return now, feeling the new pattern settling deeper into your unconscious mind. 2. Becoming more aware of your surroundings while maintaining that beautiful sense of inner knowing and worthiness. 3. Energy returning to your body, feeling refreshed and renewed. Carrying this transformation with you. 4. Almost completely back now, ready to live from this new place of gracious receiving and authentic expansion. And 5. Eyes open, fully alert, fully present, and fully transformed. Welcome back.